time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Teddy Buchanan met with the media following the Ravens' win over Miami on Thursday night.
Just heard John say that these were two must-win games for this team.
Was that the message even last week, or was it still like 1-0, whatever you want, kind of mentality? Did you guys look at these games as part of the package or separate?
No, it was definitely a 1-0 mindset, you know. Playing this league, I've learned quickly that, it's one game at a time. You know, every team is extremely talented, extremely well coached. So, it was one game at a time, and, you know, it's going to continue to be that as we, you know, go down the back half of the season.
Teddy, I know this is your first season in the NFL, but what has stood out to you about the way this team has been resilient and, you know, kind of with a back-against-the-wall mentality and come out and played really well these last two games?
Yeah, I mean, with the type of guys that we have, I think, you know, their play on the field speaks for itself. But, you know, just the type of men and leaders that we have on the team, I'm not surprised at all. Coming in as a rookie, getting to learn from guys like Roe, Kyle, Marlon, you know, that's just to name a few. Just getting to learn from them and seeing what type of guys they are, I'm not surprised at all the way we fought these last two games. But we have a lot more work to do, and we'll continue to do that.
You know, 6 days ago, things were pretty low with the team's record, and certainly you got the quarterback. Can you feel the momentum? Could you feel it in the locker room? Could you feel it in the practice field?
Yeah, I mean, winning always feels good. So to get two in a row, I'd definitely say the vibes are higher. But like I said, we have a lot more work to do. And we'll get started on Minnesota soon.
Teddy, Coach just mentioned you were Rookie of the Month. What's been clicking for you?
My teammates and my coaches around me make it super easy for me. They put me in really good spots, and you know, just the trust that they have in me allows me to play free, allows me to play fast, and when we got the offense playing how they've played, it makes things easy for me. So I just do my job and let the rest take care of itself.
How much of an emotional lift is it to see Lamar back and playing as well as he did today?
Yeah, it feels great to see Lamar. Lamar's a guy I've been watching since I was, you know, teenager, young kid. So to see him and to know that he's our quarterback gives our defense extreme confidence, knowing what our offense is going to do. And, it's hard not to feel good when we have Lamar Jackson out there.
Teddy, this is your first time going through the gauntlet of a short week for Thursday night game. How does it kind of challenge you, and how did you kind of react to what it asks you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was fun. You know, you get to play two football games in 5 days or whatever it is. It's kind of reminds me of when you have a test coming up and, you know, you've got to study real quick for it. But, that sometimes pushes you to study harder and to prepare, you know, as best as you can. And that's really what these games are about, is especially these Thursday games, preparation and energy and physicality. So I thought we did a good job of bringing that on a short week.
Teddy, are we starting to see the focus on creating turnovers, and do you feel like that can be contagious when, you know, you start seeing guys get the ball out and carry over the rest of the defense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's always a focus of our defense, and, you know, to get three tonight, it definitely is contagious, and we'll look to continue to spread that, if you will, coming up.
All right, thanks, Teddy.
Appreciate it.